Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. Around the world this week, people are observing Holocaust Remembrance Week. The commemoration was first established by the Israeli parliament to coincide with the liberation of concentration camps in Western Europe during World War II and the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, the largest Jewish-led revolt against the Nazis during that war. Steve Gonzer, a former training specialist in the Christina, Red Clay, and Newcastle County Votech school districts, spent 20 years creating a documentary about First State Holocaust survivors called No Denying, Delawareans Bear Witness to the Holocaust. The film started as a project with Wilmington's Helena Wind Preston Holocaust Education Center. Delaware Public Media's Kathy Carter recently spoke with Gonzer, and their conversation began by discussing more about the organization's roots.
That was started by two Wilmington survivors of the Holocaust over 30 years ago. Dorothy Finger and Helena Wynn Preston happened to meet in Wilmington, became friends, and decided that they needed to talk about their experience. So they got together and formed a small committee, and as time passed, it grew. And today, the committee has over 25 members, all volunteers made up of community leaders, clergy people, educators. And the mission of the committee is to educate the Delaware and Brandywine Valley community about the lessons to be learned from the Holocaust so that those atrocities are never repeated again. Since this year marks the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the death camp at Auschwitz and the end of World War II, the youngest survivors now are in their late 70s and early 80s. So our most important mission on our committee is to keep the torch burning, to talk to people about the lessons to be learned from this genocide.
Steve, you mentioned it's been nearly seven decades after World War II ended, so the final survivors of the Holocaust are aging and dying off. How confident are you that the tragedy's narrative will be carried on by the next generation of the younger generations?
Yeah, well, I'm very optimistic that that will happen. It's my biggest hope that it will. One of the things that's really important to be able to continue the discussion and the discourse is to teach young people about genocide and in various ways. I mean, through education in the schools. And we're hoping that the children, which we call the second generation of the eyewitnesses, and the third generation will be the people to carry, you know, the torch, you know, for the future. It's critical that we do this. You know, genocide shouldn't be monopolized by any one group. And we see it today. We've seen it throughout history. The Holocaust, I think, is probably going to be the most studied genocide in modern history, and there's still people who deny it ever happened, which makes no sense. There's undisputed evidence, and when the eyewitnesses are no longer here to raise their voices, then we need someone to carry the torch, and we're hoping it'll be the second generation, people who are interested in preserving humanity and, you know, stopping the cancerous spread of genocide.
Steve, you spoke of how important it is for the second generation to continue telling these stories. Several years ago, the country of Israel made a call to citizens that if they had any photos, any artifacts, any mementos of the Holocaust, to please bring them forward to their Holocaust museum so that people can look back with these mementos and these artifacts, that there is proof and that these second generation people will be able to tell these stories for the young people.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's critical for family members, friends, and anyone who's familiar with eyewitnesses to gather as much personal data as possible. And the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington does the same thing. They're asking for people to bring in photographs, letters, documents that prove this happened. I know my own family, most of my grandmother's family was annihilated in the Holocaust, and there was nothing left. You know, I found a few letters and photos that I keep, and they're definitely going to be given, you know, to people to see them in exhibits. And that's critical. I hope people do that.
You mentioned it's critical for the story to keep being told, and you did that with a film. It's called No Denying, Delawareans Bear Witness to the Holocaust, 8-hour documentary on the Holocaust. How did you first come up with the idea of making this film?
Actually, it really grew out of determination and passion. I am not a documenter by trade or career. However, being a member of the Helena Wynn Preston Holocaust Education Committee, I felt it was absolutely critical to preserve for future generations the portrayals of individuals who are eyewitnesses to the Holocaust, since there's going to be no one left to speak for them soon. So I got involved with the committee, and we started to record the stories of individuals in Wilmington who were eyewitnesses to the Holocaust. And I took on the project, like I said, just determination and passion, and started out to make a little VHS tape, maybe 30 minutes long, to give to teachers to teach about the Holocaust in the classroom. Eventually, my passion grew and I became obsessed with the whole idea. And the eventual results were an 8-hour and 15-minute documentary featuring Delawareans who are eyewitnesses to the Holocaust, not just survivors, but the DVD set includes survivors, righteous Gentiles, rescued children, and liberators. So, you know, this at least will be people who you can see their faces, you could hear their voices, and these should be preserved for future generations.
And these DVDs and the materials that go with it to assist teachers are available in all Delaware public and parochial schools for classroom use. How important is it as a tool to teach children with these witness testimonies?
I think it's probably one of the best ways to do it, especially in this era of social media, visual and audio things, I think, reach people. I mean, and what I did was I did not have questions and answers for these people. Some of the people who appear in the documentary never talked about this ever, not with their children, not with their husbands, not with their wives, not with their friends, and living with these traumas for 40 or 50 or 60 years. So I did not want anything rehearsed. What I did was sat people down and just ask them to speak from their heart, which they did. So the impact has been pretty powerful. And again, especially for youth and young people who are not familiar with this particular genocide, I think if there's any goodness in anyone, and there is in everybody, you know, I believe that, you know, sincerely, that, you know, when they hear these stories, when they see actual faces and connect with people who are local, it resonates more intensely than reading a book or something. So I hope it has a great impact on people, and that, you know, they'll learn about the horrors of and the consequences of indifference, discrimination, and hatred.
I read an article that I found interesting. I'm wondering your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
The author wrote that it's important to remember the Holocaust. It's important to remember the effect of the Holocaust. But it's also something that is not talked about as much, is that Jewish communities thrived before the Holocaust, and we don't talk about those thriving communities anymore.
They're lost and gone and forgotten. And it's kind of sad. What people don't talk about or realize is that the incredible impact of genocide for any group, but especially during the Holocaust, I mean, cultures were destroyed, whole villages were gone. I mean, I have relatives I know that survived. I have no idea where they are, who they are. I know I'll never see them again. So, yeah, it's incredible that, yeah, whole communities were gone. But what I like to do is expand my mind and think of genocide more in holistic and historical terms. And the Holocaust is probably unique in history because there's so much evidence. You know, had the Nazis not been so egotistical, organized, and recorded everything, there wouldn't be that much evidence. But these kind of atrocities have been going on forever. And communities in Cambodia, Armenia, villages were destroyed, so you could connect any topic or subject with this. But like you said, communities are destroyed. I mean, learning centers, you know, cultural, artistic communities just gone. You know, where there are millions of people living, there's like nobody left, just wiped out. But genocide's not unique. It's pretty much same stuff, different day. And the DVD set is also in a lot of museums in the country and, you know, in Washington and in New York, so I'm pretty humble. I don't feel like I did anything unique. I mean, it's just a lot of people have done stuff like this. What's unique is that it's localized. There are people, you know, if you watch this, there are people you'll know in there. Just pick their lives up and start it all over again, but still live with that historical trauma that probably you'll never leave.
Which is why it's so crucial that we have these eyewitnesses.
You have to talk about it. I think the more we talk about it, the more we learn about it, the less likely we are to repeat it.
Our thanks to Steve Gonzer, chairperson of the Helena Wind Preston Holocaust Education Center. You can find out more about his documentary, No Denying, Delawareans Bear Witness to the Holocaust, at nodenying.org. Up next, our arts playlist takes us to the Delaware Theater Company to learn more about its Broadway-bound musical, Because of Winn-Dixie. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.